Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
High noon in the District of Columbia. About 25 minutes, we get to hear from Joe Theismann. Joe T helping us learn more about what he thinks Jaden Daniels did in his debut performance. Right now, though, we got some folks that have been on hold a long time. Give us their blame pies. Jaden is in Columbus. What up, Jaden?
Yeah, how's it going, guys? I was able to hear bits and pieces, so obviously it worked. So I heard some of what everyone was saying, but not everything. But, yeah, blame pie. I'm going 10% offense. When you give up 37, I mean, really hard to kind of keep up. Thought Jaden Daniels for his first game played pretty well. And then it's just 45% defense and then 45% defensive coaching, which includes our head coach, who's also a defensive coach, Dan Quinn. And it's not about the win or losing or blaming Dan Quinn. There's no identity. And I think game one, you can have identity. Last year, we played the Cardinals, who had no Kyler Murray and was one of the worst teams 2 years ago. They had a clear identity when they played us. They were knocking the hell out of us. Sam Howell got knocked out of bounds late. They were physical. They were fast. Then week two, they blew out the Dallas Cowboys as like a 15-point dog. That's just in his first two games as a head coach in Jonathan Gannon. Dan Campbell had an identity day one. I think they played the Niners 2 years ago. They were feisty and competitive. It had no business being in the game. I mean, shoot, Jerod Mayo yesterday, the biggest underdog of the day as a defensive head coach, his defense balled out. They had a clear identity. Physical, run the ball, good defense. I don't care if we win or lose. It's just I don't think it takes that long to have an identity. Sean McVay, day one with the Rams, had a clear identity with a bust in what we thought was Jared Goff. So I don't think it takes long to have identity, and it's pretty, I don't know, as a coach, it's not only what you do, but it's like the place you left. What do they do? He left the Cowboys. I don't know to you guys, we can blame Deshaun Watson. The Cowboys' defense looked the best it has in a while. So it's like, was he really that big of a difference on defense with the Cowboys? Because they look just fine without him. Whereas like with coaches, when they usually leave somewhere, the other place kind of goes down. When McVay left us, our offense went downhill. So it's not only that McVay was great, he left us, and our offense went downhill immediately.
Jaden, so it's a really good call. You brought up a lot of good points. My only retort, and I'm not trying to be dismissive, seriously, is that it's week one, and I think we got to – there's a lot of reacting to a very small sample, But if we get 6 weeks down the road and a lot of what you're pointing out is consistently happening, I think you're really on to something. Is that fair?
Yeah. 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 I just, again, it's not the whole winning or losing. It's just kind of the identity point. Like,
it looked ugly, dude. I think,
yeah,
it's like, I don't think a lot of people thought they were going to win, but I don't think a lot of people thought it would look like that. Thank you for the call, man. Really appreciate it. Dwayne is he at the University of Maryland? I too went to College Park. What up, Dwayne? What's your blame pie?
Hey, what's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
Doing good, brother.
Hey, I work at University of Maryland. Yep.
College Park after dark. Look out.
Yeah, College Park. Yeah. So, since I don't know how to make a pie, if I made a pie, that's what yesterday. So, I want to blame everything on, like B. Mitch said earlier, no preseason. Preseason is where we're supposed to play and get everything together. I mean, if we don't play preseason, you're missing tackles. So I blame everything on preseason. That's through the beginning.
All right, bro.
Thanks for the call, Dwayne. Appreciate you. Listen, you can certainly argue that this group could have used a little more time together on the field. Mm-hmm. Also got to say, shout out to my man, Dwayne, at University of Maryland. Ideally, it's an institute of higher education. We can learn how to make a pie. Jay is in Columbia, South Carolina. Hello, Jay. Right. How do you do?
Me, Mr. JP, how we doing? Long time, no talk.
Good to hear, brother.
I'm going to do 50% defense, 40% offense, and then a strong 10%, which will overlap both offense and defense coaching staff. And the reason I say that is because, guys, I'm a assistant high school coach at a high school, and it don't matter the level of football. You tell your guys defensively. I tell my guys, look at the route tree in the secondary. Look at what they running. All they did was run corners, slants, and outs. That's all they did. And on that corner route where 15 caught the ball for a touchdown, if you clearly watch it, they just let them go. Offensively, Kingsbury, you got to open up the field for Jaden. Yeah, I wasn't really impressed, but we know he can move with his legs. I don't know if the receivers get open or not. Based off what one caller said with the camera angle, I couldn't see if they were getting separation or not. But you have to stretch the field and see if this boy can beat you with his arm. And, again, obviously receiver-wise, I mean, bruh, somebody said Terry's not a threat. I disagree with that. Terry brought a lot of attention yesterday. They clearly said it. Ty Bowles said that he's came for Terry. So what happens is the other receivers got to open up and get open to open him up. And, I mean, bruh, it just didn't work out like that. And then, obviously, tackling is bad. And then kicker-wise, why did we get rid of Ramiz Ahmed? I don't know. I love Ramiz. I don't know why we got rid of him. He was kicking better than
Ahmed.
Yeah, we got rid of him.
I'm aware. I wasn't expecting a call.
He was kicking.
Yeah, he was. He wasn't making them all, but that's fair.
He better than Kay York. And then I say this. Guys, I'm from Rocky Hill, South Carolina. That should ring a bell about all the greats there. BT Potter for Clemson, all-time leading scorer. How does he not have a job at kicking? Don't know. Bring him into the Commanders. He can kick. I'm just saying, there's guys on the market. We're overlooking the kicking thing. But look at Dustin Hopkins. Look at Harrison Buckner. His first ever career start was against us on Monday Night Football with the Chiefs. We ended up losing that game, sadly. But I mean, I'm just saying, you can. It's about coaching these guys and giving them the confidence. And like that dude said in the last call prior to Dwayne, we don't have our identity. But obviously, like you said, the week's got to go on and all that. So it is what it is. We'll see how it goes. You know me, JP and B. Mitch. Y'all know I get into it in more depth. So we'll see after the weeks go by what we're working with.
Thanks, right, buddy. Cool. Good call. Appreciate you. Yeah, I think they're probably bringing some kickers in. I did get some more submissions via Twitter.
Yeah, kickers definitely will be coming in.
Yeah. The first round draft pick on Twitter says, blame by 80% on the defense, not being able to get off the field and force almost any three and outs. If they got off the field, more opportunities get for the offense to get into a rhythm. Right about that. Cade York, 10%. Joe Witt, 10%. I think the first half of this game, they just did not get enough rush from the front. I don't think Baker was able to stand in there and fire off lasers. I thought Baker also played really well. Like, you got to tip your cap to a pro on the other side.
Yep.
You got to at least get him off his spots. I mean, it was third and four, three-step drop, fire the out, 7-yard gain. You know what I mean? Like, we saw that over and over.
Consistently.
Baker did a good job of throwing with anticipation and getting the ball out fast. But, you know, I don't think the secondary is very good, but I don't know that they got a lot of help yesterday. Jeff Thorne on Twitter, Landfill. I'm curious your reaction to this. His blame pie goes 100% to the Ron Rivera regime.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I mean, 100% might be a little excessive, but Ron does kind of deserve some blame. I mean, his drafts were just awful. And, you know, those picks should be the bulk of the team here. But because they were so bad, they're just not.
Yeah, the drafts were really bad. And I think they are low on.
Yeah, you come in and you have to basically get rid of over half of a team to try to get some semblance of talent. It says a lot.
Jonathan is on the road. Johnny, who you mad at?
Man, I got 50% on the defense because the defense didn't hold up. The defense wouldn't hold up. I got 15% on the kickers because bad field position, and we need the scoring to stay consecutive. I don't even have a voice because I was yelling at them all day. I got 5% on, like, the NFL officiating because now we're getting all these reviews from upstairs that nobody's had all week. And then I got 30% on Kingsbury because we're supposed to be running the ball first and second down. We need to establish the run, ease them into the game plan. We're throwing too many quick screens, too many one-yard passes. Where's the five-yard slant, seven-yard slant? These intermediate passes just to get the offense going. I don't like how we didn't use the run game enough. And that's pretty much it.
All right,
thanks for the call. Appreciate you. Yeah, the run game, there wasn't a lot there. I think it's hard to run the ball when you can't stay on the field, and they just could not stay on
the
field.
And the other team stays on the field.
Right.
And then they score a touchdown. Then it changes up the game. I don't know why that is never understood. When you go 3-4 and out, they go down and score a touchdown. You give it up again, they go score a touchdown. You're not going to run the ball the next time. You're going to try to catch up.
Yeah,
it's human nature.
It didn't really get that far away from them. Early in the third quarter, they stretched it to 23-7. Then Washington went back and scored. Could have cut it to one score there. They're down 9. And then Tampa rattles 2 straight touchdowns off.
Yeah.
Then it's over. I didn't love the game plan. I don't know that we saw enough, know enough. I'm also trying to track down some separation stats for the wideouts. I don't think they definitely left some yards out there in the pass game.
Mm-hmm.
But, dude, if you can't – I mean, the third down numbers, Dan Quinn talked about the third downs, just that was like kind of where the game went.
We didn't convert, and they did.
Tampa was 9 of 13. Washington was 2 of 8.
Yeah.
Like, that tells a lot of the story right there. I think, you know, Dan Quinn talked about the struggle, and there were two Dan Quinn, I guess, quotes from postgame last night that stood out to me in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically on the struggle, he talked about, you need the struggle to see the identity develop. You don't want it, but you do need it. That part is hard, and that struggle happened tonight. The previous caller said, what's the identity? What's the identity? I guess it's developing. This, though, I thought was a bit alarming, Brian.
Mm-hmm.
Dan Quinn said, going into it, I was expecting us to really see us hit our marks and go. I just didn't feel the energy, the hitting, and the tackling that I was accustomed to seeing. Isn't that on you? You're the coach.
Well, if I'm accustomed to seeing it, you're showing me everything I want to see in practice. You got in the game and didn't do what you're supposed to do. I don't know if that's on the coach. This is where I'm at.
I know that can't happen again. That's the one thing that can't happen again. If it's an energy thing.
But if I have a bunch of men who are paid to play football doing everything in practice, then they get in the game and something happened, what am I supposed to do? Go wind them up in the back? The player's got to bring that damn energy. And at the pro level, I don't blame coaches as much as I do the damn the players. The players have to be able to do, they know what the hell they got to do, you know? And then you get in the game, and it seemed like as the game was going on, their energy was starting to dissipate. You have to get yourself ready.
In this game, Tampa was 9 for 13. It's almost 70% on third down. That was the sixth highest success rate in a single game in Bucs franchise history.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's never good to make
we can
franchise
put it
history.
Any kind of way we want. Defense has to play better, point blank.
Correct. Joe Theismann celebrating his birthday, taking the time to join us next.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.